This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hundreds of workers at auto part distribution plants in Colorado walked off the job today. They're part of the growing national United Auto Workers strike. Operations at a plant in Commerce City and another in Aurora are now on pause, according to GM and Stellantis. The president of UAW says some progress has been made in negotiations, but the union will continue to push for higher raises and job security for workers before it calls off the strike. A former Weld County librarian has won a settlement with her former employer after a years-long civil rights dispute. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Librarian Brookie Parks will receive $250,000 in the settlement. She was fired in 2021 after trying to advocate for LGBTQ and anti-racism workshops. She sued her employer, the High Plains Library District, which said the programs were inflammatory and divisive. Parks says her win is about more than money.
It will send a message to all libraries that there's consequences for discriminating against and retaliating against people.
The district did not respond to a request for comment, but board members have updated their programming policies to be more inclusive. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis signed Colorado onto a multi-state agreement to install more than 20 million heat pumps by 2030. That would more than quadruple the number of heat pumps installed in homes. The devices are considered a critical tool to help fight climate change because they offer an efficient electric alternative to fossil fuel heating. This is CPR News in KRCC.